Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 9, Lord Chaitanya's Travels to the Holy Places. When the Lord arrived at Rishab Hill, he saw the temple of Lord Narayan and offered obeisances and various prayers. Paramananda Puri had stayed at Rishab Hill during the 4 months of the rainy season, and when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, immediately went to see him. Puri Gosai Nira Prabhu Kaila Charanavadan Preme Puri Gosani Tanre Kaila Alingana. Upon meeting Paramananda Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered him all respects, touching his lotus feet, and Paramananda Puri embraced the Lord in ecstasy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed with Paramananda Puri in the Brahmin's house where he was residing. The two of them passed 3 days discussing topics of Krishna. Paramananda Puri informed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he was going to see Purushottam at Jagannath Puri. After seeing Lord Jagannath there, he would go to Bengal to bathe in the Ganges. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told him, "Please return to Jagannath Puri, for I will return there very soon from Rameshwara, Setamandu. It is my desire to stay with you, and therefore, if you would return to Jagannath Puri, you would show great mercy to me." After talking in this way with Paramananda Puri, the Lord took his permission to leave and, very pleased, departed for southern India. Thus Paramananda Puri started for Jagannath Puri, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began walking towards Sri Shaila. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur remarks, which Sri Shaila is being indicated by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is not clearly understood. There is no temple of Mallika Arjuna in this area because Sri Shaila, located in the district of Dhadwar, cannot possibly be there. That Sri Shaila is on the southern side of Belgaum, and the Shiva temple of Mallikarjuna is situated there. Refer to text 15 of this chapter. It is said that on that hill Lord Shiva lived with Devi. Also Lord Brahma lived there with all the demigods. Shiva Doga Rahitan Brahmaneda Vesha Mahaprabhu Deki Dohara Hoila Ulase. In Sri Shaila, Lord Shiva and his wife Durga lived in the dress of Brahmanas, and when they saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they became very pleased. Lord Shiva, dressed like a Brahmana, gave alms to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and invited him to spend 3 days in a solitary place. Sitting there together, they talk very confidentially. After talking with Lord Shiva, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his permission to leave and went to Kamakoshtipuri. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at southern Mathura from Kamakoshti, he met a Brahmana. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Southern Mathura, presently known as Madurai, is situated on the bank of the Bagai River. This place of pilgrimage is specifically meant for the devotees of Lord Shiva. Therefore, it is called Shaiva Chetra, that is, the place where Lord Shiva is worshipped. In this area, there are mountains and forests. There are also two Shiva temples. One is known as Rameshwara and the other known as Sundareshwara. There is also a temple to Devi called Meenakshi Devi Temple, which displays very great architectural craftsmanship. It was built under the supervision of the kings of the Pandya dynasty, and when the Muslims attacked this temple, as well as the temple of Sundeshwara, great damage was done. In the Christian year 1372, a king named Kampara Udarai reigned on the throne of Madurai. Long ago, Emperor Kulasekhar ruled this area, and during his reign, he established a colony of Brahmanas. A well-known king named Anantaguna Pandya is an 11th generation descendant of Emperor Kulasekhar. The Brahmana who met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu invited the Lord to his home. This Brahmana was a great devotee and an authority on Lord Sri Ramachandra. He was always detached from material activities. After bathing the river Kritamala, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Brahmin's house to take lunch. But he saw that the food was unprepared because the Brahmana had not cooked it. Mahaprabhu kahi tanre shuna mahasai madhyana hoila kene pakka nahi hai. Seeing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My dear sir, please tell me why you have not cooked. It is already noon." Viprakahi Prabhu Mora Aranya Vashati Pakera Samagri Vane Na Mile Samprati. The Brahmana replied, "My dear Lord, we are living in the forest. For the time being, we cannot get all the ingredients for cooking. When Lakshmana brings all the vegetables, fruits, and roots from the forest, Sita will do the necessary cooking." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied to hear about the Brahmana's method of worship. Finally, the Brahmana hastily made arrangements for cooking. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his lunch about 3 o'clock, but the Brahmana, being very sorrowful, fasted. While the Brahmana was fasting, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, "Why are you fasting? Why are you so unhappy? Why are you so worried?" The Brahmana replied, "I have no reason to live. I shall give up my life by entering either fire or water." "My dear sir, Mother Sita is the mother of the universe and the supreme goddess of fortune. She has been touched by the demon Ravana, and I am troubled upon hearing this news." "Sir, due to my unhappiness, I cannot continue living. Although my body is burning, my life is not leaving." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "Please do not think this way any longer. You are a learned pandit. Why don't you consider the case?" Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, "Sita Devi, the dearmost wife of the Supreme Lord Ramachandra, certainly has a spiritual form full of bliss. No one can see her with material eyes, for no materialist has such power. To say nothing of touching, Mother Sita, a person with material senses, cannot even see her. When Ravana kidnapped her, he kidnapped only her material, illusory form. As soon as Ravana arrived before Sita, she disappeared. Then, just to cheat Ravana, she sent an illusory material form. Spiritual substance is never within the jurisdiction of the material conception. This is always the verdict of the Vedas and Puranas." Here's from Srila Prabhupada's purport. These are some of the Vedic statements about spiritual substance. Spiritual substance cannot be seen by the unintelligent because they do not have the eyes or the mentality to see the spirit soul. Consequently, they think that there is no such thing as spirit. But the followers of the Vedic injunctions take their information from Vedic statements, such as the verses from the Katha Upanishad and Srimad Bhagavatam quoted above. Those two verses were, "Spirit is not within the jurisdiction of material eyes, words, or mind." And from the Bhagavatam, "A human being who identifies his body made of three elements with his self, who considers the byproducts of his body to be his kinsmen, who considers the land of his birth worshipable, and who goes to a place of pilgrimage simply to take a bath rather than to meet men of transcendental knowledge there, is to be considered like an ass or cow." Continuing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then assured the Brahmana, "Have faith in my words and do not burden your mind any longer with this misconception." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. This is the process of spiritual understanding. Achintya kalo ye bhavanatams takena yojayet. We should not try to understand things beyond our material conception by argument and counter-argument. Mahajano yena gata sapanta. We have to follow in the footsteps of great authorities coming down in the parampara system. If we approach a bona fide acharya and keep faith in his words, spiritual realization will be easy. Continuing. Although the Brahmin was fasting, he had faith in the words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and accepted food. In this way, his life was saved. After thus assuring the Brahmana, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proceeded further into southern India and finally arrived at Durvasasan, where he bathed in the river Kritamala. And we shall end here for the day, and Krishna willing, we shall continue very soon. Hare Krishna.